Why not?
She replied,
Why, it is said that he never lets anyone come into his presence. I have been to the Emerald City many times, and it is a beautiful and wonderful place. But I have never been permitted to see the Great Oz, nor do I know of any living person who has seen him.
Does he never go out?
Asked the Scarecrow.
Never. He sits day after day in the great throne room of his palace, and even those who wait upon him do not see him face to face.
What is he like?
Asked the girl.
That is hard to tell,
said the man thoughtfully.
You see, Oz is a great wizard and can take on any form he wishes, so that some say he looks like a bird, and some say he looks like an elephant, and some say he looks like a cat. To others, he appears as a beautiful fairy, or a brownie, or in any other form that pleases him. But who the real Oz is, when he is in his own form, no living person can tell.
That is very strange,
said Dorothy.
But we must try in some way to see him, or we shall have made our journey for nothing.
Why do you wish to see the terrible Oz?
Asked the man.
I want him to give me some brains,
said the Scarecrow eagerly.
Oh, Oz could do that easily enough,
declared the man.
He has more brains than he needs. And I want him to give me a heart,
said the Tin Woodman.
That will not trouble him,
continued the man.
For Oz has a large collection of hearts of all sizes and shapes.
And I want him to give me courage,
said the Cowardly Lion.
Oz keeps a great pot of courage in his throne room,
said the man,
which he has covered with a golden plate to keep it from running over. He will be glad to give you some.
And I want him to send me back to Kansas,
said Dorothy.